WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. We're tackling something a little different today, because sometimes, getting things done isn't just about strategies and willpower, it's about how we treat ourselves along the way. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you trip up, and instead of giving yourself a break, your inner voice starts blasting negativity? That's exactly what we're going to dissect today, self-compassion and forgiveness. Why are they so crucial for getting things done, and how can you actually practice them in your everyday life? Buckle up, because this is going to be a good one. First things first, self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend who's struggling. Think about it. When your bestie messes up, what do you do? You probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even some chocolate. Why wouldn't we extend that same level of support to ourselves? Take a moment and picture those times when you really beat yourself up over mistakes or setbacks. Now imagine replacing that harsh self-criticism with a gentler, more understanding voice. You might say something like, "Hey, I messed up, but it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this?" See the difference? That shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. This isn't just about letting go of anger towards others, although that's important too. It's also about forgiving yourself for past blunders. Holding on to guilt and regret is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down and makes it harder to move forward. Think of it this way. We all make mistakes, learn from them, and grow. Dwelling on the past doesn't change anything. Forgiveness allows us to release those negative emotions and create space for positive growth. It's like hitting the reset button and starting fresh. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-compassion and forgiveness game. 1. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your inner voice. What are you saying to yourself? If it sounds critical or harsh, try to gently redirect those thoughts towards kindness and understanding. 2. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. We're all works in progress, learning and growing along the way. 3. Celebrate your successes. Don't just focus on the negatives. Take time to acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. 4. Embrace imperfection. Strive for excellence, but don't let perfectionism paralyze you. Remember, doing your best is good enough. 5. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a more positive outlook. Ever feel stuck in a rut, replaying past mistakes over and over in your head? You know the feeling. That heavy weight of regret that just won't budge. Well, I remember this one time I totally bombed a presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my voice was shaky, and I felt like everyone could see how unprepared I was. The whole experience replayed over and over in my head for weeks. I was so hard on myself. Then, I realized something. Beating myself up wasn't going to change anything. So, I took a deep breath, acknowledged that it happened, and learned from it, and decided to move forward with more self-compassion. Guess what? It made a world of difference. So, here's the bottom line. Self-compassion and forgiveness aren't just feel-good concepts, they are essential tools for getting things done. By treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, we create space for growth, resilience, and ultimately, success. Remember, you're capable of amazing things, but you deserve to be treated with the same love and support you would offer your best friend. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. Drop a comment on our social media page telling us about a time you practiced self-forgiveness. It can be as big or small as you like. Together, let's build a community that supports each other's growth and reminds ourselves that we are all worthy of love and kindness. Until next time, keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.